the 2008 John Smith's Grand National Meeting.
They've got 150 yards to go. Comply or die. King John's Castle. They're all out under a drive. Comply or die. Wins the National. Comply or die. King John's Castle for second. Snowy Morning was third. And we're just waiting on the fourth to finish. It's slim pickings. Comply or die has done it. Well, what a race. You wouldn't believe it.
The John Smith's Grand National Meeting 2009.
Here they come down towards the elbow now. Oh no, they come down towards the elbow. It is Comply or Die. But on the outside, taking up now is Mon Mon. And Mon Mon quickens. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lengths clear. Mon Mon's going to win the National. Comply or Die, Brave in second. And down the stretch they come. Liam Treadwell. What an unbelievable performance. Mon Mon, second in the Welsh National 3 years ago, wins the National.
The John Smith's Grand National Meeting, 2010.
And they've got 200 yards to go in the Grand National. It's a two-horse war up front. Black Appalachie's been out there for a long way, but coming up on the outside, it's Tony McCoy, and don't push it. They come towards the elbow of the National, and don't push it, and Tony McCoy has gone on by a length. Black Appalachie won't give up on the far side. They've gone clear of Big Fella Thanks this weekend. State of Play runs on into fourth place. 100 yards to go, and it's going to be Don't Push It. Amy McCoy has won the champion hurdle with Binocular Sure. He's won a Gold Cup. He's won a Queen of the Champion Chase. And now he completes the CV. Don't Push It wins the 2010 Grand National. Black Appalachie 5 lengths away in second, running on third, State of Play, and Big Fella Thanks in fourth.